Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, in everything that He has created, has instilled a special quality, special characteristic, and we see the effects of those. They're made apparent, they're visible. For example, there's fire, and in fire there's heat, there's high temperature. That's the effect. Then there's snow, which is cold. Then there's water, which has its own qualities. So we see that whatever Allah has created in the world, it is based on some special quality or characteristic, a specific quality. It's visible. Water will quench your thirst. And if you're hungry, then there are different foodstuffs that will eliminate your hunger. If you're feeling cold, then fire or heat will take that feel of coldness away. Everything has an effect, a quality, and those qualities and effects become apparent or are visible. In the same way, in this dunya, this world, Allah Ta'ala has put a quality. And what's the quality or characteristic of this world? That it pulls the human being towards itself. It attracts the human being, the dunya. This is the quality of the dunya, the characteristic of the dunya. Remember this, it pulls you towards itself. When it pulls a person towards the dunya, then he becomes a ghafil. He is then negligent of Allah, and he is unaware of Allah. So that is the fact that a person, he gets pulled and attracted towards the dunya. He doesn't know himself, what's the reason, what's ghaflat, what's the ghafil, laziness, negligence. Doesn't mean laziness, doesn't mean he's sleeping or he's not doing an action. Laziness, neglect spiritually, is that the person becomes lazy, negligent, ignorant of Allah's ahkams, orders. The hukam, the order Allah gives to him, those orders, he becomes negligent, lazy, doesn't feel like it, his heart doesn't feel like it. I want to pray salah, but I can't. I try to open my eyes, but my eyes don't open. I want to leave this sin, but I can't leave it. I try my best, my utmost, but I can't do it. Why is this said or felt? It doesn't feel like in any action of the world, does it? It doesn't happen in the dunya that, for example, I feel like stopping. Why don't stop? Does a person ever stop in the dunya? Worldly things? Never. With regards to worldly actions, he's very alert. So with regards to, what is this related to? The pious predecessors have said that the world has pulled the person. The dunya has attracted the person. Now, this is very dangerous, my friends. This is very dangerous. This is danger of iman. Danger of the hereafter. The punishment of the grave, it's very dangerous. It's there. Why is it dangerous? If the dunya pulls on someone and you can see the signs in that person that he doesn't feel like praying salah, he doesn't feel like doing good deeds, he doesn't feel like leaving sins. So this illness, the reason has been told, it's that the dunya, the world has pulled on that person, attracted that person. So what should a person do? He shouldn't just give up, otherwise iman will disappear. When such situations arise, that Allah's ahkams, orders, a person's lazy, negligent, doesn't go towards them, doesn't implement them, then at that time he should understand, my situation is in danger, and I now need to cure this issue. I need to fix this issue. What's the solution to this? The world's pulled on me. The world is attracting me. And Allah Ta'ala has given a solution for this. Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. Very beautiful solution. Just like the world attracts a person, same way Allah Ta'ala has kept something, made something, that it attracts a person to Allah, pulls a person to Allah. Allah has given a solution. There's a solution for everything, isn't there? There's a solution. So when a person's running after the dunya, the love of the world, Allah's given such a solution, that what happens then? That solution takes the person to the other side, to the opposite. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, may Allah be pleased with him, and he presents a very unique hadith, alhamdulillah. And maybe you have not heard this hadith before. Most probably you've not heard this hadith before. He stated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated, ajib address Allah Ta'ala gives in this hadith, O Muslims, O Muslims, in your hearts, within your hearts, you should make the habit of thinking. Ajeeb hadith, subhanallah. O Muslims, inside your hearts, develop the habit of thinking, pondering. What? Pondering what? Thinking about what? Contemplating what? What a great message. That within our hearts, we should make the dhikr of Allah alive. Regular. Ah, what a hadith. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Now, this is dhikr-e qalbi that we do, dhikr of the heart. So this is the solution. Dhikrullah is the solution. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has prescribed, explained, that when a person's pulled towards the world, the dunya, and attracted to the world, he'll be destroyed. So Rasulullah said, solve that issue. What's the solution? Dhikrullah. Subhanallah. Just like the world pulls you towards it, towards negligence, laziness, ignorance. So Rasulullah, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, dhikr pulls you towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Attracts you to Allah, as I said to you, everything in the world has a specific quality. Dunya pulls you to it. And the speciality of dhikr is it pulls you towards Allah. Attracts you to Allah. Takes you to Allah. Now, whether we understand or not, whether we pay attention or not, but the person when he starts dhikrullah, alhamdulillah, automatically he will be steered to Allah. Alhamdulillah. What's the sign of that? There are also signs, just like there are signs of love of dunya. If a person's running after dunya, he becomes a ghafil, he leaves Allah's orders. But when he travels to Allah, gets nearer to Allah, then when he starts doing dhikr, then dhikr pulls the person to Allah. What's the sign of that? The Allah's ahkams, he starts to implement Allah's orders. Allah and his Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, love comes into that person's heart. Experience it for yourself. Experience it for yourself. And its speciality, such as Athanvi Sahib rahmatullah stated, that the speciality of dhikr is that whether you enjoy it or not, whether your heart feels like it or not to do it, whether you want to do it or not, whether you feel the emotion of it or not, but if you're doing dhikr, then it is pulling you to the right destination. Whether your heart might not feel like drinking water, but the water has the quality, will quench your thirst. It will cool you down. If you don't feel like touching it, maybe, but the quality in water is such that if you drink it, it will give you the coolness. If you don't want to touch the fire, you don't feel like it, but if you touch it, it'll burn you. Same with dhikrullah. If you do dhikr, in some way, whether you sit down, lie down, stand and do it, whether you feel like it or not, whether you're lazy, whether you have wudu or not, however you do dhikrullah, Allah Ta'ala has instilled what quality into dhikr? That it will pull you and attract you and take you and steer you to Allah Ta'ala. Subhanallah. So this is dhikrullah. My brothers, look at this. What a great action. And the tariqah, the method that Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has prescribed in this hadith, subhanAllah, it's a unique method. Dhikr, remembrance of Allah, dhikr, Allah Ta'ala has, is said, it's a dua, it's a prayer, and it's a medicine, it's a cure. Both things, dua and dua. Yes, dawa and dua. It is a prayer, supplication, and it is a solution, cure. And a person, for example, if he doesn't have time to do dua, supplicate, and he's sitting dhikr, no problem. Allah Ta'ala automatically accepts his duas. Continue doing dhikr. You have no need to tell Allah specifically your need. Just if you're remembering Allah doing dhikr, Allah, does Allah not know your needs? Doesn't he know what you want? Does he not know your heart? What you're in need of, what you want, what you desire, what you're requesting, what you don't need? So you do your action. Continue to do dhikr. Don't worry, Allah knows everything about what you need. Subhanallah. So this is the biggest loss for a human being. His biggest misfortune, where he turns his face from dhikr, he does a U-turn and he doesn't do dhikr. And most fortunate is that person, luckiest is that person who comes towards dhikrullah, whether his heart feels like it or not, whether you feel like it or not, whether you want to do it or not. In every moment a person should, must be steadfast and sit in dhikrullah. Today the circumstances around us that we see, what's happening, may Allah forgive. Every day different news coming, this person's passed away, this has happened, there's a disease or an illness that's come from above. It's a disease, illness, Allah knows best what it is. Every person is affected. Whoever, you hear somebody's sick, you hear somebody's been affected some way or in some form. So difficulties, problems, issues, negative, you could say circumstances, what is the sunnah of Rasulullah SAW regards to this? What was the tariqa mubarakah, the blessed method of the Prophet SAW when issues would surround the people? Because we should adopt that practice, that whatever the Holy Prophet ﷺ prescribed us, whether there was happiness, do this, how he used to celebrate. If there was sadness, how would he practice? If there were difficulties, what would he do? What did he say ﷺ? If there were problems, what did he say ﷺ? What was his blessed habit? That whenever there was an issue, a problem, then the Holy Prophet ﷺ would turn his attention to Allah. Focus on Allah. Turn to Allah. He would focus more on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when there were issues, problems, difficulties. So this is the sunnah today of Rasulullah SAW, that when these conditions surround us, then we also need to turn to Allah, pay attention to Allah, focus on Allah. Allah's dhikr is a great action, such a great action in this day and age, in these circumstances. The biggest problems, difficulties, issues, it saves a person from them. Today, in the circumstances we're surrounded in every home, and everyone's got a problem, a difficulty, some way he's been afflicted. Maybe somebody will fall sick. Maybe somebody will get a flu or a cough or some issue that could lead to something worse. So the most beneficial thing is dhikrullah. Dhikrullah. You see that the pious predecessors from generations, such dhikr Allah has given to us. Bestowed us with the verses of the Quran, which is Khatam Khwajgan, the litany of the pious predecessors, recitation of du'as and verses. Khatam Khwajgan is coming from generations, centuries, and these Quranic verses that Allah Ta'ala selected and given to us that we recite, attributed to the pious predecessors, the sheikhs. This special quality in Khatam Khwajgan, the pious predecessors have said that it is a fantastic solution. In this day and age, for these circumstances that surround us, and in the dunya, when there are big challenges amongst the people who live before us, like Hazrat Mujaddad Al-Afthani, rahmatullah, if we look at his pious life, another pious elders, ups and downs always came in the world, through the ages, through the generations. At that time, all the pious priests of different salasil, different orders, all of the orders have dhikr of Khatam Khwajgan. Little bit of a maybe difference. The tariqa of Naqshbandi order is different. The Chishti order is different. Qadriya is different. Difference in the qalamat, the prayers. But Khatam Khwajgan, all the orders, the tasawuf orders do. And this is the jewelry of the khankas. This is the ornament of the khankas. In every khanka, morning and evening, during the dhikrullah, Khatam Khwajgan is performed. And Allah Ta'ala has put barakat, blessings, and the fuyus, the virtues. There's no limit to the virtues of Khatam Khwajgan. Every sickness solving, the problems, difficulties, issues, and magic or black magic, jinnat. And especially when diseases and problems and illnesses come and difficulties come, Khatam Khwajgan, when it's recited and performed, Alhamdulillah's fadl, his blessings descend and come to those people. As we see, all the kalimat in Khatam Khwajgan, the verses, the supplications, they are all Quranic kalimat, versus some hadith, and all Quranic verses. These are those kalimat about which it is stated, they are all Ismul Azam. All point to Allah Ta'ala's name, contain Allah's name, just like we recite, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. This is a great kalama. Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu anhu stated, this is the kalama. The effect of this kalama is such, if you imagine the fadail virtues of this kalama are great, and I'm just giving you a minor example. This is that kalama that when Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam was given the order that go into the fire. And before he went into the fire, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam recited this kalama, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that time cooled the fire down. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. The Holy Prophet ﷺ himself used to recite this kalima when there were difficulties surrounding them. This is the kalima we recite in Khatam Khwajgan. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. In the same way, other kalimat, other verses. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So many virtues of this kalima. This one virtue that 99 illnesses, the cure is in this kalama. 99% of illness. Where's coronavirus? What's coronavirus compared to this? 99%, but you should have yaqeen. Certainty should be strong that I've read this kalama, I've recited this kalama, alhamdulillah, I cannot be affected by this disease. Allah has put the cure in this kalama. This is the cure of this kalama. We recite this. Now let's look further. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Look at the greatness of this kalama. Quran. This is Quran. What a fantastic verse. Brilliant verse. As a Yunus alayhi salam, we learned this from him. He practically exemplified this kalama and he delivered this learning to us. He didn't have to recite, he didn't have to tell us the Quran. Allah has given an example, amthal, of a previous prophet, so that we can benefit from this. Allah has given us a gift of this kalama through this event, incident. Great kalama, fantastic kalama. As a Yunus alayhi salam was taken out of darkness. So when a person recites this kalama, this is Ismi Adam. Recitation of Allah's name. Allah removes all difficulties, all calamities through this kalama. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min adh-dhalimin. Ya hayyu ya qayyum bi rahmatika astaghiz. Subhanallah. This is that kalama, subhanallah, about which it is stated. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited this kalama during the time of difficulty. Especially he recited this kalama at the time of the expedition. Angels descended. Angels descended. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallahil azim, subhanallah. What a brilliant, massive kalima. Imam Bukhari, rahmatullah, he concluded his kitab on this kalima. Look at the barakah. Imam Bukhari, Bukhari Sharif is that kitab that after Quran its status is there. Bukhari Sharif, isn't it? That's what the scholars have taught us. And he who wrote this kitab, look at his passion, what ilham, inspiration, what must have been inspired into his heart, Imam Bukhari sahab rahmatullahi, that he concluded his kitab with this kalama. Subhanallah wa bihamdi. What azim kalama. What a beautiful kalama. Yes, Habibathani, Mikalmathani. These are those kalamas that are so beloved to Allah. They are light on the tongue and in weight. They are massive in magnitude of weight. In the hereafter, we will realize the weight of this kalama. When those who recite this kalama, what they've taken from this world in terms of luggage from this world. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. This is ajeeb kalama. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, went on Miraj, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam said that, my son, listen, Rasulullah was addressed by Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, that you are going back down now and take this message of mine to your ummah. This is a big gift that you should give to your ummah. Recite this, subhanallah walhamdulillah wa la ilaha illallah wallahu akbar. Who's giving this? Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. Who is he giving it to? The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Who's this being given to? The ummah. To the ummah. Subhanallah. Such a fantastic kalama. These kalama that we are reciting, Allah has put beautiful solution behind them. We haven't even finished reciting here, and the tree is rooted in paradise for that person. So quickly the tree is rooted. What's the tree? That it becomes a permanent abode for that person in here. The tree isn't even rooted. That means that's your abode. That means you're destined for paradise due to reciting this kalama. So this is not a minor thing. Not a minor thing. And all these kalamat, alhamdulillah, all more that we recite, these are all called what? Khatam al-khwajgan, khatam khwajgan, dhikr, remembrance of Allah. Litany of the verses that we recite in memory of the pious predecessors. Allah's karam, His fadl, and the barak of my sheikh, the blessings of my sheikh, that this place we're sat in such a maqam, morning and evening we do khatam khwajgan. Morning and evening. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created a jama'ah like you, a congregation like you, an assembly of people like you, that in your hearts Allah has instilled the love for this action. You, when you sit in the masjid morning and evening and you do khatam khwajgan, then not just on this village and town, you are putting a favor, casting a favor on this country. I tell you now, due to you doing this dhikr, Allah knows best how many calamities, problems, difficulties Allah eliminates due to you sitting and doing this dhikr. And the whole thawab of all of that is given, attained by you, brothers, that you are the people who are taking the people of the world out of difficulty, subhanAllah. The people who do dhikr Allah, they are those people who in reality are saving the world from calamity, difficulties and issues. Allahu Akbar. It's not a minor thing, my brothers. So should we be lazy on this? No. Let me tell you something. I actually understand here. I consider this, that Allah Ta'ala has given you a duty, you a task to you brethren. To you brethren. To you people. This love Allah has instilled in your hearts, that we wake up and come, we hasten and run. don't take what I'm saying badly, negatively, but let's say a statement that we don't focus as much on salah as much as we focus on dhikr. Subhanallah. Person doesn't say, oh, I'm going to pray salah. He doesn't say that. He doesn't think, rather, what does he think? Oh, I'm going to dhikr, I have to go dhikr in the morning. Yani, so much Allah Ta'ala has, if you see here, Allah has given us such a great duty. Why? For which purpose? Reason? Maqsad? Because the world is drowned in negligence, laziness, ignorance. Allah's adab due to Allah's displeasure will come, diseases, illnesses, calamities. And you, O people, have to save this world from the calamities. As soon as you sit and do dhikr Allah, then all calamities, difficulties, this is, I'll eliminate, remove, I won't let them come. Allahu Akbar. These are the means. The dunya is the means towards other things. Allah Ta'ala, He controls. But Allah Ta'ala has established the world based on the means. Allah Ta'ala says to save yourself from problems and difficulties in the world. Allah has created the means. And what are they? Dhikrullah. And those who do the dhikr, the people who do dhikrullah, those who remember Allah, when you're doing such a great action that you are immersed in dhikr, and you say, let's go, let's do dhikr, let's do dhikr. You don't know about the fadail, the virtues, the thawab. I will say this from my passion, that when we sit in dhikr, does anyone count a thawab road? Nobody knows how much thawab there is, how much thawab for subhanallah, how much thawab for subhanallah wa bihamdihi, or this kalama, this verse. Do you know how much thawab? Nobody knows. This is me, maybe I explain to you, realize and learn. So what is it? This is crazy, this is madness, you could say, an extreme love. Extreme enthusiasm. Allah says they don't know the rules, but they want to do this action. Allah says, let me enable them to do this action. Let me create the love in their hearts so they recite from their tongues. Every day we hear this. How many people sat here? 100, 50, 60? No. Maybe 500 people here in the morning. 500 men and women, they are gathered with us in dhikr in the morning. 500 men and women across the world, they are protecting the world from the adab of Allah. Whilst the time they're doing dhikr. This is Khatam Khwajgan, my brothers. Ask those people. Hazrat Mujaddad al-Afthani, ask him. Hazrat Bahauddin Naqshband, ask him. Who has received the ilham of these kalamas that teach the people from generations. That Allah Ta'ala, if he didn't create this kalama, this jamaat, who would come to England and recite Khatam Khwajgan? They said, no, we've come to earn bread and money. We have come here to bring our kids up. You think we're going to have time to sit down and do dhikr? Okay, we pray salah, enough. Let me go home now. We ain't got time to do dhikr and sit until Ishraq in the morning. Isn't this the environment of this where we are? This is extra bonus, isn't it? That we're doing. We're spending more time. Extra, extra, you're extra. Some poor women, they can't even get up. They sit on their mattresses and do dhikr. Allah, they're unwell. But they're assembled in this gathering of dhikr. Subhanallah. So that person, alhamdulillah, just like you brethren, some have come from far, whoever's come, then understand, consider, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a duty. Otherwise, we'd never do this action. We'd never do this action. Such a great love Allah ta'ala has instilled. That I'm telling you most definitely, that for example, if somebody phones you and says, come and drink tea, you say, who's going to go for a tea? Bolt and let's go to tea. No, I ain't got time for that. No, I can't come, I'm tired today. Just come back from work. Come and have some food. Will you come from far? No. But, yaar, is khatam khwajgan dhikr. Oh, yeah, let's go. Bolt and we'll go and sit down in dhikr. What great desire, passion, love. If I say today that everyone has got ijazah to come in this masjid, see how many people will come and illuminate this masjid. From all corners the jama'ah will come. So Allah Ta'ala has created this jama'ah, this congregation assembly people. The dhikr is happening here, but everywhere everyone's enjoying themselves. They're sat in the same way and they're listening to the words, the bayan. What's this? Allah Ta'ala has asbab, has created the means of this gathering to eliminate the calamity from the world. But the point is, when the candle is lit, we should respond by sad to say, that where this candle is lit, there people are sleeping, they don't even know. Khatam Khwajgan is what? Hasbunallah, what do you get the benefit from this? La ilaha illa anta subhanaka. Is it, what's this kalama you reciting? From greater than the mountains, Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi said two kalamas so brilliant, the whole of Sahih Bukhari is sealed with these kalamas. That when something started, for example, you start an action, initiate and conclude. Great kitab you're writing. That the conclusion is the essence of the kitab. So the seal of the whole kitab comes into the conclusion. Say subhanallah. Doesn't it? Yes. So mashallah, for example, if you write a naat, nasheed, the final couplet verse, it gives the total essence and summary of that nasheed. That's the system of writing the poem. The last couplet, the last verse. So Imam Bukhari, in the conclusion, Allah enabled him to compile such a great kitab of the sunnah of Rasulullah. Some sunnahs. It's a compilation of the blessed habits of Rasulullah. Some blessed habits, how he ate, how he slept, how he wore, how he walked, what did he eat, what did he do. Bukhari Sharif, all of his habits, his libas, his clothes, his attire, everything. Imam Bukhari Ramtay was selected, enabled from amongst the whole world people. Say subhanAllah, Allah selection. Allah selected him, just like Imam Abu Hanifa Ramtay was selected to teach the deen. Imam Bukhari Ramtay was enabled and selected. And at the end of the kitab, Allah says, I will inspire you, Bukhari, will be concluded what? Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanallah al-Azim is the conclusion of Bukhari Sharif. And certain pious predecessors who had kashf vision, they said, we saw when we recite these kalamat, subhanallah, these are words of the walis of Allah. This is the gathering of the Sufis, tasawwuf base, that's why I'm sharing this with you. The walis of Allah, they explained the haq, the truth. They said that we saw in kashf, that when we recite subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanallah al-azim, when we recite it, this hadith proves it, that wherever there's a gathering of dhikr, then what is that gathering of? Say it loudly. It's the gathering of the angels. What a great gathering it is. The whole world and up to the heavens is filled with angels. These are hadith, brothers. Hadith, you have to believe this, isn't it? Otherwise we have no iman. We have no belief. Such a great gathering of dhikr, the world, the earth crust up to the heavens, the skies is filled with the angels. Hadith, this is truth. Imagine where we're sat now. So the pious predecessors have stated that they may have seen something, that when we start to recite subhanallah wa bihamdi subhanallah al-adhim, the situation at that time is such, the angels fall unconscious. Allah, and the other angels, they start picking them up and they take them up, they ascend. Allahu Akbar. This is makhluk creation. Why? Why? Because these kalamat verses are spiritual in nature. They are latif. Great statements. They are the food of the angels. Remember this. The food for the angels. So they understand the greatness. So much nur and light. Fantastic verses. We don't know this, the reality. When we die, then we'll know. These verses we were reciting, it's not some minor thing. What a great proof Allah has given of His dhikr. The whole kitab, Sahih Bukhari, it's concluded, the end, Allah inspired Imam Bukhari, that when you conclude Bukhari Sharif, conclude this Bukhari Sharif with this verse, subhanallah, bismillah. And when you do khatam of Bukhari Sharif, the muhaddithin, the scholars recite this kalamat. Do they recite them or not? Tell me. So imagine the value of this kalamat when it's recited. Can any calamity remain? Can a difficulty come in a person's life? So what I'm trying to say is, today in this day and age, in environment, generation, what should we do? Dhikrullah, do in abundance. Grab it, embrace it, and consider this a great name of Allah. The Khatam Ghajgan has been established. Alhamdulillah, the Jama'ah is present in the whole world. It's spread out. Dhikr starts here and everyone gathers and joins in. Say Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. And your duty, task, fulfill it. Complete, don't be lazy. Tomorrow you'll have to answer for this, my friends. I tell you now, you'll have to answer for this. A big selection Allah has made. He selected you for this dhikr. A great maqam status has given us, such a great maqam, that every moment we are included and we are included with angels. Every angel knows, this is Maulana Sahab, this is Maulana Sahab, this person, this brother, this name. Every angel in the heavens is mentioning your name. He's mentioning you. This is the barakat of the walis of Allah. This is Khatam Ghajgan. My words, maybe you don't understand what I'm saying. Maybe you think it's a joke and you're confused, but I tell you the truth. Otherwise, why have I got a need to sit and waste time and tell you gossip? I ain't got time for that. So don't consider it a joke. Don't think it's funny, sitting, wasting time at home. You won't attain nothing. I swear by Allah, you'll waste your life. This great reward Allah has enabled you to do in the whole universe right now. The most important thing, action, is dhikr, and it will remove the illness. Do you ever hear coronavirus before? Before this year, and a person, he's walking around good, healthy, and he's forced to lie down on the mattress. You don't know, he stops breathing, respiratory illness, bad situation comes, and then can't speak. And the people at home, they say, oh, quarantine, we can't speak to you, we can't meet you, we can't see you. Blockade. So Allah Ta'ala says, that do my dhikr. Remember me. So this is Khatam Khwajgan. What should we do? We should include ourselves, join the gathering, and make it a habit in your homes. We're going, your wife, children, tell them that
join online, definitely 100% it should be connected, 100%. The gathering should be in your homes, live. It should be such, always you should be seeking out the next moment, and our site is on, I think, isn't it? I think it's on at the moment, on our site. CDs are there, recordings are there. So with total yaqeen and certainty, that we should have this belief in our homes, in our world, in the dunya, we should spread this. It will save us from illnesses, problems, difficulties, calamities, black magic, jinnat, depression, stress. All of this is the work of shaitan. It's nothing. Minor stuff. Minor stuff. Today, in our homes, if we don't start, initiate dhikr, we are big, big losers. As soon as dhikr starts, listen to it straight away, immediately. Alhamdulillah, people put it on. 11 p.m. they say, no, we're staying awake. I'm saying, wait, here 11 p.m. we hear it. Pakistan say it's 3 a.m. and we are connecting to dhikr. 3 a.m. tell me. One young brother, he says, I don't even sleep. Due to dhikr, I stay awake. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Do you get any benefit? Oh, I get a lot of benefit. He says, our house is revolutionized, improved due to dhikr. Revolutionized. From Canada, brother called. He said that, what can we tell you? Our home has changed upside down. It's turned upside down due to Khatam Khwajgan. Subhanallah. So Allah has enabled these people. It's not without objective. This is not some drum I'm banging. Probably you've understood now what I'm saying. That you have a link with me, a connection with me. I don't need to bang a drum and say futile words. I come do my dhikr. I'm not saying things for nothing. I am a fakir. I'm just a simple, humble person. I have no link or connection with anyone. I have nothing to gain from anybody. Just sharing with you my feelings. Understand who is doing this. Allah Ta'ala, Allah the Supreme, the Creator is enabling us, His creation, to remember Him. This is the means. Khatam Khwajgan, dhikr is the way to save yourself from the calamities. Put it on in your homes. If you by some extreme problem, excuse can't come, listen to it online. If you're ill maybe, if you're at work and you're stuck somewhere, then put it online. Switch it on online with yaqeen, certainty, and then do dua to Allah. Remove my difficulties and problems and issues and calamities. And there are many problems that surround a person. After that, the hadith I've explained to you, Khatam Khwajgan, the virtues, the blessings, the verses, alhamdulillah, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, what? Has Abu Hurairah radhiyallahu anhu said, O Muslims, in your hearts, initiate the habit of pondering, contemplating, thinking. What a beautiful... The hadith says that illuminate your hearts with dhikrullah. Yes? Not your tongue. What? This is dhikre qalbi, dhikr of the heart. This is maraqba, high class bonus Allah has given to you. Not a small invitation, high class action. High class action. In your hearts, that is the dhikr of Allah. Make your heart habitual. Habitual. Listen to the word habit. How does a person get a habit? It doesn't happen in a day or 2 days. Habit is such a thing. It becomes your fitrah, your natural occurrence, natural action. That means you're habitual. Used to it. You get used to eating. You get used to smoking cigarettes. These are habits, isn't it? You do it, becomes habit. So here the hint that Rasulullah has given us, that do this action in abundance, that it becomes, it's ingrained in your habits, in your fitrah, in your nature. Becomes second nature. You don't even realize that you have such a connection with Allah and you're doing dhikr automatically. That's how much dhikr you should be doing. How should you do it? Very simple, very easy. You don't need to work hard and sweat out. Just close your eyes and Allah, 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 Allah in your heart. That's it. Is it hard work? Is it struggle? No. Okay, what does it mean to become habitual, second nature? That, for example, rather than talking, wasting time, futile talk, close your eyes, start doing maraqbah. You think you got free time, close your eyes. Allah, 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 Allah. Become such a habit. Alhamdulillah, second nature, such a habit it will become. At the time of death, you'll say, let me do a bit of dhikr, then take my ruh, oh angel of death, let me do some dhikr first. That's how tasty and enjoyable it will become for you. Subhanallah. So enjoyable and tasty, so enjoyable. That time when maut comes, a person's hal condition is that even if the water of the seven seas is put into your mouth, you'll remain thirsty. So here it is stated for the dhakireen, subhanallah, that when a person who does dhikr, when he's departing this world, his tongue is moist. with the dhikr of Allah. That's how much taste and enjoyment he has with dhikr of Allah. He has no dryness on his tongue at the time of death. He is moist, just like he's drank water and a soft drink. Subhanallah. So the meaning of all of this discussion is what? Allah has given us a great ni'mah of Khatam Khwajgan, of his dhikr. And there are two parts of our dhikr. Khatam Khwajgan, the virtues, some I've explained to you initially. And after Khatam Khwajgan, we do maraqaba, dhikr qalbi, dhikr of the heart. Both are great. Khatam Khwajgan and dhikr qalbi. Take time out, understand the objective of your life. These are valuable, valuable, precious pearls. Allah has given these to us. Don't turn your face from them. Don't do a U-turn. Morning and evening, Allah has enabled in this such a great masjid, big masjid. Allah has taken from a small masjid and brought us to a big masjid, mashallah. Mashallah. What has brought us here? Who has brought us here? Allah has brought us here. Why? This is his dhikr. Allah says, no, these are great people, big shot people. So give them a big masjid to do dhikr in. Subhanallah. Say Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. And these are those people, no disturbance, no one will disturb you. Allah says, no one should disturb them. Yes, if you're disturbed, Allah will grab them. Get away. Don't disturb them in dhikr. Anyone comes who disturbs, Allah says, be gone with you. With regards to dhikr, Allah says, no, dhikr will continue. MashaAllah, who's doing this, enabling this? Allah is enabling this. Yeah, there's no disturbance. We're not disturbing him, alhamdulillah. Soon as dhikr starts, everyone runs away and we sit down. MashaAllah. Say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Unique discussion. People are running away, sleeping. Oh, dhikr is happening. Dhikr wale coming. Dhikr wale, let's run. Subhanallah. What do we do? We say, no, what we'll do is that all the lights, put them down, dim them. That, why are you putting the lights out? For this reason, we want it to be dark. Because this is the great practice, the ashik, the beloved, and the one who is loved, they meet in the darkness. So Allah says, I want to meet you, my beloved, so put the lights out. When dhikr starts, everything's gone, lights gone, no man, no one can be seen, only those people will remain who are the ashiks of Allah and the lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, subhanallah. So such action, should we leave them? Should we discard them? No, as long as Allah has given you health, Allah has given you courage, determination, tawfiq, capability, ability, immediately come. If you're forced not to come, work, illness, or such an issue at home, problem, do dua, Allah, I pray to you, Allah, I couldn't come today. Allah, but please include my name amongst those who assemble, and the easy way to do that, everyone's got an iPhone, stand there, tick, 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 put in your earphones, and people are stood with you outside, you're forced not to come, but you're included in this dhikr, alhamdulillah. You're given your duty at work, or that excuse. You say, what's in your ears? He says, no problem. You tell me what you want me to do and I'll carry on what I'm doing. But I've reached somewhere else at the moment. Everyone can do this, isn't it? But if you've got health and you've got the ability, then don't waste your time sitting at home gossiping, chatting. I'm tired. I don't want to go to it. No, no. Then this is opposite to the conduct of dhikr, to what dhikr deserves. This is against the action of ashik. May Allah give me ability. Compared to you, I am very lazy. Do dua for me and I'll do dua for you. May Allah tell in the same way. And my final words are, Allah, in the same way, let us remember your name and depart from the world in the same way. Until now, Allah, you've given us your love and your mercy. The morning and evening, give us the tawfiq to recite your name. Bas Allah, give us your final mercy. That when we're departing the world, the final seconds, moments in our life, Allah, allow us to do dhikr in those final moments that we depart this world, reciting your beautiful name when we depart from this world. Ameen, thumma ameen. Recite the Durood Sharif.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. As-salamu wa salamu ala sayyidi al-mursalin. Shafi'i al-mazlumin. Ta'ahu al-yasin al-habib al-labin. Allahumma salli ala sayyidi al-mawlana Muhammadin al-Nabiyyil ummiyyi azwajihi ummahatil mu'minin. Wa dhurriyyatihi wa ahli baitihi kama sallaita ala ali ibrahim wa ala ali ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Sallim tasliman da'iman abadan kaseeran kaseeran. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وحسلنا وجدنا وخصفنا عمدنا كل صالح عندنا اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمت وما أخرت وما أسرفت وعلمتم واستفصلت وعلم به أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك اللهم ثبتنا بالإيمان وأقمتنا الإيمان وأحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين نبيين صدقين شهداء وصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث لا اله الا انت سبحانك اني كنت من الظالمين. اے میرے مولا اپنے فضل حکم سے ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما. یا اللہ آج کی رات ہمارے لیے بخشش کی رات بنا دے. یا اللہ ہماری ساری زندگی کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے, خطاؤں کو معاف فرما دے. یا اللہ تو پر کرم فرما, یا اللہ تو پر رحم فرما, یا اللہ تو تمام بیماریوں سے, مصیبتوں سے, پریشانیوں سے ہماری حفاظت فرما. یا اللہ ہر قسم کی مشکلات سے تو ہماری حفاظت فرما. اے میرے مولا تو اپنے فضل و کرم فرما دے میرے مولا. یا رحم الرحمین, یا کرم الرحمین, جو کام بھی ہمارے رکے ان کاموں کو پورا فرما دے میرے مولا. یا اللہ جو مصیبتیں ہم پر ہیں مصیبتیں دور فرما دے میرے مولا. یا اللہ تو ہمارے جو کام رکے ان کاموں کو پورا فرما دے میرے مولا. یا اللہ تو اللہ تم پہ کرم فرما دے یا رحیم. یا اللہ جو ہمارے ساتھی بیمار ہیں ان کو شفا کاملا عاجل نصیب فرما میرے مولا. یا اللہ جو بھی بیمار ہیں ہسپتالوں میں میرے مولا ان پہ رحم فرما. یا اللہ ان پہ رحم فرما, ہم سب کو شفا کاملا عاجل نصیب فرما میرے مولا. یا رحم الرحمین, اپنے فضل کرم سے کل جمعہ ہے, آج جمعہ کی رات ہے میرے مولا, اچھا عمل کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما, رات کی عبادات نصیب فرما, اچھی اچھی دعائیں مانگنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما. یا اللہ تیری رحمت کا دروازہ کھلا ہے, تیرے فضل کا دروازہ کھلا ہے میرے مولا. یا اللہ ہم تجھ سے توبہ مانگتے ہیں, تو ہماری توبہ قبول فرما لے. یا اللہ ہم تجھ سے توبہ مانگتے ہیں, ہماری توبہ قبول فرما. یا اللہ ہماری توبہ قبول فرما لے. یا اللہ ہماری بخشش فرما دے. یا اللہ ہمارے ماں باپ کی بخشش فرما دے. یا اللہ ہمارے رشتہ داروں کی بخشش فرما دے. یا اللہ ہمارے جاننے والوں کی بخشش فرما دے. اے میرا مولا, جب تک تو زندگی رکھے میرے کام, نیک اعمال کی توفیق نصیب فرما, ذکر و فکر کی توفیق نصیب فرما. یا اللہ جو بھی جس لائن میں تم نے ہمیں رکھا ہے میرے مولا, تو اس پہ عمل کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما. یا اللہ ہمارے اس مسجد کے پرانے ساتھی اور ہمارے دوست ذکر میں بیٹھنے والے ہم مسلمان قاضی اس دنیا سے جا چکے, رحلت فرما گئے میرے مولا, تیری رحمت میں پہنچ گئے. یا اللہ ان سے تو اپنی رحمت والا معاملہ فرما, ان کے تمام گناہوں کو ان کے حسنات میں بدل دے میرے مولا, ان کے درجات کو بلند فرما. یا اللہ ان کی قبر کو کشادہ کر دے یا کریم. یا اللہ جو بھی انہوں نے محنتیں کی میرے مولا, جس لائن میں انہیں میرے مولا تیرے عمل فرمائے میرے مولا, یا کریم سارے قبول فرما. یا اللہ ان کی اولاد کو ان کے لیے صدقہ جاریہ بنا. یا اللہ جو انہوں نے کام کیے دنیا کے اندر تبلیغ اور تعلیم پر میرے مولا, جو محنتیں کی میرے مولا, ان کی اولاد میں اس کو جاری فرما. یا کریم, یا کریم اپنے فضل کرم سے اس مسجد پہ رحم فرما, تمام نمازیوں کی حفاظت فرما. یا اللہ تمام نمازیوں کی حفاظت فرما. یا اللہ جو اس مسجد کے میرے مولا کارکن ہیں, کام کرنے والے ہیں, جو میرے مولا دینی خدمات کرنے والے ہیں میرے مولا, جو اس میں حدیث اور قرآن پڑھانے والے ہیں, یا کریم سب کی حفاظت فرما, ان کی صحتوں کی حفاظت فرما میرے مولا. یا اللہ تو اپنے فضل و کرم سے آج کی رات تو ہم سب کی بخشش کی رات بنا دے. یا اللہ تو اپنے فضل و کرم سے میرے مولا جو بھی دعائیں ہم نے آج کی رات مانگی تو اپنی بارگاہ میں قبول فرما لے. وصلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقہ محمد وعلی صحابہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین. سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون وسلام علی المرسلین والحمد للہ رب العالمین.